Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Welcome to the Can We Help You podcast, your favourite non-professional advice cast pod. I don't know why I did that. I'm Jax.
Sasha here.
Franco.
I just, you know, I try and find ways to keep it fresh. I like to keep it fresh, you know. But then it's hard because it's just an intro, you know. You just kind of got to get the info out.
Yeah, you just got to do it. I mean, most podcasts, we've had this discussion 1,000 times. Most podcasts have a standard intro that they do. It's just
and most podcasts don't then spend the entire rest of the intro discussing their intro.
Exactly. So we need to just stop talking about it. Whatever comes out is fine.
All right. Sorry. All right. Every few days we get together. We talk about you. We take your questions. We throw them around and we go, "Hey, can we help you with that?" Now, if you are yet to send a question this year or ever. We do obviously have a listener tax. If you have followed this show for a while, we require your questions.
It's a
your comments, your feedback.
It's not optional.
Your master debaters, red light, green lights, not red light. What are they called?
Red flags. Quick.
If you've got a red light, green light,
yeah,
come up with new games for us. Whatever you've got.
Actually had a surge of a brainstorm the other day in the shower, and I came up with this idea for a new
brainstorm in the shower, because a brainstorm is typically something that you do in a group. But
well, you know, it came to me like a out of the blue. I had an idea for a new theme for Rapid Fire. So if we ever do Rapid Fire again, I might think about making that.
Okay,
someone send us your Rapid Fire so Zach can make a new theme.
Yes, if you have any of those things to send through, you can send it through to @CanWeHelpYouPodcast on all of your social outlets or CanWeHelpYouPodcast.com. If you want to get involved in a different way, I know a couple of people have been posting on the Ronnie Room on Facebook, which you can access by going to CanWeHelpYouPodcast.com/room. We love to hear from you and we require to hear from you in the form of a question.
We love it and we require it.
And we require it. Actually, I wanted to kick today off with a message someone sent through on the email. And as we always say, we take questions, comments, feedback.
Oh, yeah, everything.
Whatever. Mm. Everything.
Anything you want to say to us?
This isn't a question per se, but this is an they've said an open letter that they would love to have read out on the podcast.
Okay.
Uh-oh. An op-ed.
Ronnie says, "This is weird, but promise I love you guys. Please read this out on the pod." This is an open letter to Sasha. I'm a young gay guy, but God, I love you, Sash. You are literally a queen and an inspiration to watch. And I love listening to you. You are literally my queen bee. If there is a Sasha Barbagat fan club, I'm here as president. I honestly think I might turn straight for Sash. That's how unhinged I am. And there's a lot of very capital letter, ha, 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 ha. That's a little full on.
Unhinged is right.
I said, yes, this is very weird, but God, you're my spirit animal. Oh, and they actually have followed up with a little question. Maybe a question, who is your spirit animal? Like for me, it's Sasha. Yes, queen. Promise I'm not a stalker and also very much respect Sasha's private life. So it's fine, darling. No need to stress. Love you boys too, but not as much as my queen.
Oh, all right,
rant over. Love you lots.
Giving me a big head. Thank you.
You go, queen.
Thanks for that, Ronnie.
Yeah. Thank you for the feedback. I don't know what I did to inspire such admiration, but thank you.
Where's our open letters about us being inspirations to everyone, huh?
Maybe, I don't know. I'd love, yeah, look, I don't know. It's just, you just don't have it, I guess. It's just something you're born with.
I don't know if I Sorry, want guys. It. I mean, if I inspire you, yeah, let me know, but I don't think anyone else is out there and I don't think I'm trying to be inspiring.
I'm not trying to be inspiring either. It just happens, doesn't it?
It just happens. It's just you know, you can't just help have it.
No, thank you, Ronnie. That is very, very, very sweet. I appreciate that. Don't worry. I'm not worried that you're about to start stalking me. But yes, I thank you for that. If you're listening to this and you want to also pump up my ego, please send something through. But the boys might
need
something.
Or if you would
like to
pump up the egos of some other people who are on this podcast. I know there was that one person who forgot that I even existed on this podcast. So, you know.
I feel like we've had, a lot of, some of people some. That absolutely hate Jax.
No.
Or refuse to acknowledge that he exists.
No one hates Jax. I don't think any of our lovely listeners are very good, genuine people, and I think they support the three of us fairly equally. So we love all of you. I guess we should answer Ronnie's question then. So spirit animal, also a person? I don't know. Who is my spirit
Yeah, well,
animal?
Ronnie's is a person.
Is
this like someone that inspires you or?
I feel like it's someone that you like relate to but potentially also admire. So it's like, you're the elevated me and I wish I could be you.
Oh, in that case, it's Hugh Jackman for me because I'm basically the same as him.
Yeah, no, I fully understand that. Like if you were living Hugh Jackman's life, would be very happy about that.
If I was a little bit trimmer, you know, a little bit more famous, a little bit more rich.
A little
taller
maybe? I feel like he's really tall.
I don't know that he is tall, but I don't know if he's heaps taller than me.
But I'd say you're slightly above average height, but like you're not. I don't know, maybe it's just because of his bod. Like, he just looks so tall and big and like, wow. Do you know what I mean?
He has got quite the bod.
Yeah, he does. And it's very undercover. Like, unless he doesn't have his shirt off that often, but when he does,
and
it's
he
worth
is
it.
Like, he's pretty, like, I mean, he's pretty old now. Like, you know, I mean, all respect to Hugh, love you, but you're pretty old. You're getting on.
50s, right? Early 50s.
I think probably. He's nearly 60.
Do you reckon Deborah Lee Furness was his beard? Because they've split up now.
Oh, no, maybe.
There were a lot of people saying
that. Oh, for years.
No, I don't think so.
I don't like to speculate on people's sexuality. That's not what I'm, well, I guess that's sort of what I'm doing. Sorry, I don't like to do that.
That's what you're doing.
It's more just that was one of those like pop culture like myths, I don't know, those things that just perpetuate year after year and people talk about it.
Well, I've done a quick Google and it says both parties have publicly denied several times that their marriage is a sham and that Jackman is gay. So if it's like that kind of rumor where both of them need to like strenuously deny it, maybe it's not worth talking about.
All right.
I think that Hugh, I mean, I think it's, you know, I mean, they've been together for so long and they were so in love for so long. It's sad that they broke up, but also, I mean, if you're Hugh Jackman, it's not like you are going to have trouble finding something else.
Oh,
you know what
absolutely
I'm
not. And her either. She's hot. She's a hot
mama. Absolutely. Yeah.
I think that's like probably a big reason that Hollywood divorces are so different because every celebrity knows that there's a million different options out there.
Well, because here's the thing. Like if you're a, let's say, normal person, right, and you're getting into your 50s or 60s, you're probably thinking like, you know, okay, to actually divorce, like there's a lot of untangling that needs to happen and, you know, we got to be sure that this is like, you know, there's a really, really fucking good reason to do it, because otherwise it's a lot of work, a lot of effort, and I might not find anyone.
Yeah. And I'm going to be single at that age.
Have less money. But when you are a celebrity and when you're as hot as Hugh Jackman is, it's like, well, I'm rich.
Yeah.
I'm hot. Yeah. I'm going to have no trouble.
I go to events every day with other hot people in my industry.
Oh, I thought you were talking about yourself. I'm like, okay, with other hot people just like me?
No.
You're hot, Franco. It's okay. It's all right. It was just a weird way to say
I'm married, actually.
Oh, sorry, damn. I was going to make a shot, but oh well. Even though I was at your wedding.
Right, well, we know who Sasha's spirit animal
is. No, I was going to say, I don't think there's a person who's my spirit animal, but like there would be like an animal that's my spirit animal. And I think it's... you know those water birds? I think they're called cormorants. Do you know why?
Oh, yeah.
Because they can swim and they can fly.
Cormorants.
Okay, you would like to be able to swim and fly.
But
you can swim quite well. You've been diving.
I know, but I want to fly. I just feel like that's what the animal I'd want to be is something that could swim and fly. Or
you could fly. I flew to Australia the other week.
I mean, on my own power. Or a dugong. See, like, I'd love to be like a shark or something, but I don't want to kill things. Dugongs just float around. They're a bit chubby. They swim in the most beautiful water and they just eat grass all day.
Dugongs are cool.
Oh, my God, I love them.
They have a simple life.
Oh. Yeah, they do live a simple life.
Do you know they have no natural predators, dugongs and manatees?
Really?
Which are essentially...
That sounds good.
But in Australia, it's really sad. And in... because I get a lot of... I get a lot of manatee content on my TikTok, and I think it's people in the Florida Everglades who like swim with them and stuff.
That makes sense. I could see you as being on the Florida algorithm.
But the sad thing is that because they have no natural predators, they're naturally curious because they're not really scared of anything, and that can lead to human exploitation, but also they get injured by boats a lot, like the propellers, because they swim too close, they come to check it out, the boat either doesn't know they're there or is being reckless around them, and then they get injured, the poor little things. So look out for manatees and dugongs.
Look out for manatees.
That's on my bucket list, is to swim with dugongs. I'll do it one day.
And manatees.
If I'm ever in Florida. Yeah.
Franco?
So a spirit animal. Look, I don't think I've thought about who my spirit animal is. I think that this, like the whole idea of a spirit animal is maybe something that we stopped talking about in maybe 2012.
Is it?
All right. You're too cool for a spirit animal.
I don't know.
Of course he is.
I was going to say, the last time I actually remember thinking, oh, this person is my spirit animal, was a very long time ago, and it was Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I think your actual animal is a golden retriever. You know how there's that term, retriever boyfriend? I think Franco's a golden retriever boyfriend.
I agree. Absolutely.
Golden retriever.
You're a golden retriever husband.
Can you explain exactly what a golden retriever boyfriend does?
I think the idea is just like they're like lovable goofs and like just kind of super harmless, like you want to have them around. They're worthwhile, they're non-threatening, they're lovely, and they'll do nice things
love
for
head
you
scratches.
yeah it's a compliment, but it's also become like a term for like kind of goofy, like lovable partners. So I think that's something to wear proudly.
I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you very much.
All right. Shall we get into
today's
question? Let's do it.
Okie doke.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey.
All right. I have a question here from Ronnie, and I do have a trigger warning for this one. Okay. We will be discussing
serious stuff.
Yeah, eating disorders. So just a little warning, if that's not for you, that's totally fine. You can stop now and come back to us next episode.
You just skip through till you hear the music again and you can hear our outro.
Yes, sure. Whatever we talk, we just talk absolute nonsense in the outro.
Our outros are notoriously incredible and so much worth skipping.
All right. Ronnie writes, one of my best friends has a severe and chronic eating disorder. She's been in and out of hospital over the last year for tube feeding and issues with her organs, and I'm really scared she's going to die. She's in Tasmania and I'm in Sydney, so I can't visit easily. I message, write letters and send care packages, but sometimes I just don't know what to say or how to deal with my genuine fear that she might die and there's nothing I can do about it. I'm someone who loves food, so it's also hard to wrap my head around. But after knowing my friend for 15 plus years, I've started to realize that eating disorders are not as much about food as we might think. However, the effects are devastating to the body. I know this is a tricky one, but do you have any thoughts or advice? Have you known anyone with an eating disorder? And if so, how did you support them? What should you say to someone in this situation? On a lighter note, I absolutely love the podcast. Keep up the great work. Thanks. Love, Ronnie. Oh, Ronnie, I'm really sorry you're going through that. That's really difficult. I think...
Yeah, that's tough.
You know, before we get into it, we're just people, we're not registered to, you know, give specific advice around this stuff.
We're not therapists.
We're not therapists.
Yeah. Or on anything.
Or really. On anything, no. But especially when it comes to a really heavy topic like eating disorders. But I think we can offer a perspective from a friend point of view and like how maybe you can get through it. Because, yeah, I mean, it's very, very hard to watch someone you love make decisions that are very bad for them. And I think, you know, I've seen friends go through addiction, and one of the things that you have to get to is that you cannot change their mind about whatever it is. So it requires you to kind of let go of trying to convince them, of trying to talk them around, of trying to say to them, this is bad, or giving them deadlines or threats. I'm not going to be your friend, or I'm not going to talk to you. I'm going to cut off communication. I think that's a really important step for you, for your mental health, is to acknowledge that you can't change it. There's nothing you can do to change your friend's condition, right? What you can do is choose to be a supportive friend who listens, who is there for them, who will send them care packages and write them letters and talk about the latest fucking whatever reality show you're watching. And I think that's all you can really do, Ronnie, while also acknowledging if, you know, if your mental health is suffering in a way that's really detrimental to you, well, then looking at your options and going, what can I be doing? And that's when you need to go see a registered therapist or psychologist who can help you figure out the best way forward. But it sounds like up until this point, you have been a really amazing friend and you've done all the right things.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it is sometimes hard to kind of wrap your head around the fact that, I mean, a lot of people who are dealing with this sort of thing, they don't have control over it themselves. So you saying whatever it is that you feel might be helpful often is either just unhelpful or can't really make a change because it's not like they have full control over the decisions they're making, and I think sometimes it can be tempting to be like, oh well, you know, as you say, you know, ultimatum or say, oh well, don't do this or whatever. Mm. At the end of the day, I think people need support more than ever when they're going through things like that, and it's a good point that you make that we often think that, you know, we support our friends who are going through difficult times, and we sometimes almost forget that we also need support to support our friends.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what they talk about with, like, if your own cup is empty, you can't then fill someone else's cup.
Absolutely. And a lot of this, you know, there are certain things that are traumatic for a person to experience and also traumatic for a person to experience their friend experiencing. Mm. And that's okay. Yeah. And to be the best friend that you can, you know, you might need to you know, do some self-care things for yourself, like going to see a therapist. And actually, therapists can often help with strategies to assist your friend as well, and the ways in which you can help. You don't have to encourage your friend to do the things that you think are bad things, but judgment or things like that are often not very helpful. Maybe obviously you're in different parts of the country, so it's hard to see each other in person that often, but maybe, you know, you can look, a flight from Sydney to Tasmania, I can't imagine, is super expensive. Maybe you can save up and you guys can just hang out for a weekend or, you know, a day or two, or jump on the Spirit of Tassie and, you know, just hang out, go see a movie or do the things that you like to do. And I think that will be nice for your friend and for you to be able to spend that time together. You know, I know that jumping on a plane to go to Australia to see my friend was a big commitment, but it was nice to do, and it was great to be able to hang out and just catch up. And
yeah, and also, like, I can imagine, you know, sometimes when you're long distance with a friend and you kind of fall into this rhythm of, like, you're just constantly talking about crap. Whereas when you spending time together, and when I say crap, I mean, how was your day? Oh, my boss was a bitch. Oh, fucking, I had to do the grocery shopping.
Same thing all the time kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just kind of like you kind of download on life admin. Whereas when you're spending time together, it's like a really nice refresh where it's like, oh, we can do something together. We're not just sitting there gas bagging about whatever. And like going and spending some good time with your friend, like, you know, there's nothing you can do, Ronnie, to change the situation. You can do is be there for your friend and enjoy their company when you get the chance. And I think that, going and seeing them could be great.
And, you know, I think even whether you can or can't see them, you know, regularly or semi-regularly or whatever, you know, I'm sure you talk often, but sometimes it can be good to be like, all right, you know, on the second Sunday of every month, we're gonna hang out on FaceTime together, or, you know, and we're just gonna, you know, there's no expectation, we don't have to have a movie that we're gonna, you know, party watch on Netflix or anything like that, but we're just gonna spend time together on FaceTime, and, you know, whether we talk about whatever we talk about or whatever we do together, or whether it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 500 minutes that we just hang out together, you know, I think that can be nice. And it also, when you have it regularly, kind of like when you're in the same area as someone, you can hang out regularly. When you have it regularly, it removes that, like, when you're just kind of catching up every now and then and it's more long distance, you're like, you call and you're like, oh, so what have you been up to for the past 2 months or the past 6 weeks? Or, you know, how's work, you know, as you say, how's work, all that sort of small talk stuff. Mm. When it's much more regular, even if it is once a month, you can kind of get that stuff out of the way, or you start to kind of talk about other things that are not just like, oh, how's work again, because I haven't spoken to you for 2 months or 3 months or 4 months.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think it's important to kind of be there regularly. So not just when both of you really, really need to have a chat, but just like just call, you know, every day if they're your best friend. Like, that's fine to just kind of just to check in, and just so that they know that you're there as well.
Yeah, and as long as if they know that you're there and that you're reachable and contactable, then, you know, if they ever need to, they know they can reach out to you. And, you know, that's all you can really, you know, you can't force someone to talk or reach out, but you can make yourself available for, you know, the times when they need you.
Yeah. I think the big footnote to this is to make sure you're looking after yourself, Ronnie.
Absolutely.
Because, that's fucking shit. Like, that, it's so hard when you know the change that person needs to make.
Yeah.
And, you know, eating disorders are so nasty. Like, it is, and you're right, Ronnie, you made the point, it's not as much about food as we thought. I just remember, you know, like early 2000s culture where, oh my God, like the term anorexic was thrown around so easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like the people who were suffering were made to look like idiots. Like, oh my God, look at these stupid Hollywood A-listers with anorexia. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, their collarbones are sticking out. Like, those sort of magazines that were pure tabloids and would like splash it all over the cover. It was so toxic. And you know, I think it's been in the last decade that we've come to understand it's mental. It's a mental disorder.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is. Like, you are literally, most sufferers have complete body dysmorphia and are seeing something in the mirror that doesn't exist.
Absolutely.
It's your mind is playing tricks on you.
Yeah. And saying things like, you know, when people saying things like, oh, you need to eat, or you need to get a bloody good meal into you, or things like that, it's just, it's the opposite of helpful.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know people often think that, oh, you know, well, it's true, they do. And it's like, well, that doesn't help at all. It actually makes things worse. So stop saying it and stop judging people for, you know, the things that they're struggling with.
Yeah, exactly.
In saying that, though, it is helpful, and it sounds like Ronnie's kind of got this covered, or Ronnie's friend is getting help, but it is helpful to tell people that you're concerned about them and encourage them to get the help that they need.
Totally.
It sounds like we're kind of past that in Ronnie's case, because it sounds like there is, like, they are getting help.
Yeah, well, which is someone's good on it, because Ronnie's friend's been in hospital and stuff. But maybe you're listening to this and you think your friend or someone you love is showing signs. Franco's absolutely right. Like, reaching out to them and talking to them about it is so important, even if it's awkward or uncomfortable. Like, that is our job as friends and, you know, family members and partners to look out for that. But, yeah, Ronnie, I think, you know, you're doing all the right things that you can. But please take care of yourself as well, because you are, by your connection to your friend, you are taking on a lot of mental load as well. So look after yourself, talk to somebody if you need to, and keep listening to us. We'll keep trying to make light of silly, ridiculous things and maybe make you laugh a little bit along the way.
We talk a lot of shit. So much shit. Hopefully it's entertaining to you.
Yeah, we hope so. That's the point, really. But also, thank you for writing in with such a vulnerable question. I know that, we do talk a lot of shit, but we do say we want to help people with any of life's problems. If you do have a more sensitive topic, you know, obviously, like I said, we're not therapists, we're not professionals, but maybe we can just talk through some ideas with you and make you feel a little bit better about it. So, Ronnie, thank you for your question and all the best.
And just a quick note, if this has brought up anything for you, or if you or anyone you know are going through something and think you might need some help, you can contact Lifeline in Australia on 13 11 14. In the US, the Mental Health Services Administration helpline is 1-800-662-HELP. Samaritans is available in the UK at 116 123, or you can always Google your local helpline.
Welcome back to the people who have skipped until they heard the music.
Yeah, what are we going to give them?
You get a cool hat.
No,
we're not making hats. What?
Oh, okay. Okay, you don't get a cool hat, sorry. You can pretend that we gave you a cool hat and you can pretend to
wear it. Go and buy yourself a cool hat. You have our permission.
You have permission to buy yourself a cool hat. Sometimes I think that we should actually, like, you know, maybe like once every now and then we should get like a professional of some sort on to like help with some of the more meaty questions. Mm. But that seems
we
like
still
the...
haven't heard back from Dr. Lawyer.
I know.
What Dr. Lawyer? Come
I think
on,
Dr.
What
Lawyer was a bot. I feel like there's a Russian bot that's giving it. And I don't mind, because it was a great question, but I feel like Dr. Lawyer doesn't exist because they've gone radio silent.
Maybe Dr. Lawyer hated our advice so much they stopped listening.
Oh, that'd be so sad. Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Lawyer, if that's
sorry,
the case.
Sorry, Dr. Lawyer. Well, I mean, if Dr. Lawyer, if you're out there, please get back in touch with us, because we want to
do a segment.
We want to give you a segment. We want to make you famous.
We want to do Ronnie Doctor.
Ronnie Doctor Lawyer.
Sealed section. I mean, I don't know if our listeners would have the sort of questions that would work in a sealed section, though. I mean, it's very much aimed at preteens.
We've definitely had some.
I don't know. Although, you know what? That period blood story is still my favourite.
That's the one that came to mind. Yeah.
That is my favourite
one. That came to mind.
Dr. Lawyer could have really helped with that one.
If you have more body-related and body part-related and sexual function-related questions, make sure you send them through.
All right. Well, that is it.
That's it.
It's time for us to get out of here. Don't forget to pay your taxes.
At Can We Help You Podcast and canwehelpyoupodcast.com. Send all your things through. And until next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.